recipes in her stories. I think she probably uses her sourdough starter at least once a week, if not like once a day.
Maybe daily, maybe every other day. It depends on if I'm home.
Yeah. So I get a lot of questions. Sourdough is one of those things that once you make your starter, you realize it's not that hard. It's actually something that you can incorporate into your regular routine really, really easily. But it's like a learning curve that seems almost insurmountable for a lot of people. Let's talk about, when did you start your sourdough starter?
I started it like right when we moved in the farmhouse. Probably the same week. Something about, like, we were renting and just moving. We had to move a couple times while we were building, and I was overwhelmed. So I had been reading about it on your blog and on, I think, like, Prairie Homestead and just a few other places. I'm like, okay, apparently all these homestead people,
this is what they do.
I need to do that. This is what those people do. Like, I need to do this. So we moved in and I got it started, and I think it took off right away. I had, you know, been reading about it a lot. And I would say definitely don't be overwhelmed.
I think people get,
maybe it seems like
like overwhelmed with the process, because it's essentially flour and water, like equal parts. Yeah. Sometimes people tell you to do, you know, half the water to flour. It kind of depends on if you're using a whole wheat flour or like a really light all purpose or einkorn flour.
Right.
But you have to let it sit out for a really long time, and or not really a long time, but like 7 or 8 days. And with the constant feeding, there's that step of removing half. Otherwise you'd end up with, you know, more sourdough than you know what to do with. And so that part confuses people. I get people asking me all the time, do you have to continue to remove half every time you make something? I also get people who ask me, well, could I remove half and then give it to my mom so that she can make a sourdough starter? And I'm like, well, you just make the sourdough starter, and then you just give your mom a little portion of it, and then she has a sourdough starter too. You know, that process just confuses people, but it's actually pretty straightforward.
I think so too. It is straightforward, but I guess I get how it's confusing, because it's funny, like, I knew we were going to be chatting about this, so I went back and read my blog post on starting a starter, because I haven't had to think about starting one in so long that I'm like, oh gosh, I should read what I wrote.
I have the exact same thing all the time. Yeah.
Yes. You know, before I started it, the thought of where does yeast come from never crossed my mind. I never sat around and thought like, oh, is, you know, where does yeast come from? It was the stuff in the packet at the store. So the concept that it's something natural that occurs in the environment was totally new to me. And I do think that's intimidating. Like, oh my gosh, this is a living thing that, like, you can kind of kill it and you can, you know, it can go wrong. So it's intimidating.
Right. It can maybe go wrong and hurt me.
Yeah, that too. I've gotten so far over that with like canning and fermenting that it doesn't cross my mind at all. But I remember when I was new at it thinking, if I kill my family and end up on like the 5 o'clock news, you know, death by death.
Mom kills family with sourdough starter.
Wow. That would be embarrassing. So there's that. There's a lot of concerns there. Yeah.
I think just like you, I need to think back to when I did this, because for, it's easy to say right now, it's a very straightforward process. I mean,